First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scores warns about extremism here at home.
The Taliban in Afghanistan is an extremist and violent religious cult that subjugates women and opposes virtually all Enlightenment values. Sadly, in America, we have our own version of the Taliban with the religious right that is extremely illiberal and oppressive and also rejects many Enlightenment values. I want to be clear that I am not equating American Christian extremists with the Taliban. The Taliban is way worse. But the Taliban are in Afghanistan and pose virtually no threat to the U.S., while Christian extremists are working hard to push back progress in the homeland. Take the recent Texas law banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, after 6 weeks, when most women don't even yet know that they're pregnant. Not only does this law set back women's rights decades, but the enforcement mechanism is designed to create vigilantes throughout the state of Texas who will spy on and inform on women and the people who assisted them in getting an abortion. It's Hunger Games meets The Handmaid's Tale, and it's now the law of the land in America's second most populous state. And the five hardcore right-wing extremists on the Supreme Court let this blatantly unconstitutional law stand because they have no respect for the rule of law and are enthralled to religious extremists. Imagine a scenario where a woman who has been raped not only has to contend with the trauma of that experience, but the near impossibility of getting the treatment she needs while having to worry about people spying on her to claim $10,000 rewards for reporting her to the authorities. If this sounds dystopian, it's because it is. It's what happens when religious extremists are allowed to make policy. And it's wrong.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.